Ready? All right, so it is late. Sorry about that, but it is now 4:52, and I'd like to call to order the San Fernando City Council special meeting for September 19th at supposed to be 4:30. Sorry once again. If we can have a roll call.
Mayor Robert C. Gonzalez.
Present.
Vice Mayor Joe Fajardo.
Present.
Councilmember Antonio Lopez. Councilmember Jaime Soto did call in, said he was running late, and there's a possibility he may not make the meeting.
And Councilmember Lopez called me and said that he will not make closed session tonight.
Okay. And Councilmember Sylvia Bellin.
Present. Thank you. Can we please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? Put your right hand over your heart. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have a approval of the agenda?
So moved.
So moved.
One more.
Mayor, we have a walk-on item for closed session.
Okay.
And we'll just make the necessary findings. Rich is going to handle that.
Yeah. Should I do that now?
Go ahead.
Yeah,
okay.
If you could note for the record.
Yes, and I thank you for indulging me on this. This is a closed session item which I would recommend walking on pursuant to Government Code Section 54954.2B2. It is a matter of existing litigation for which the City of San Fernando has actually received a summons of complaint. It is a complaint filed by the City of Gardena and other municipal defendants against the State Regional Water Quality Control Board. The City of San Fernando is not a defendant, but we are a real party in interest, and as such, we have a potential interest in the outcome of the litigation. And the only reason I've asked to trouble you with this tonight is that there is a September 28th deadline for filing of any sort of responsive pleading. If the city wants to file a responsive pleading, one of our options is we could simply do nothing. The deadline didn't come to my attention until after the posting of the agenda, and in light of the fact that we will not be meeting any sooner than after September 28th, I would like to see if we could vote it on. We have three members here, so I would need all three of you to vote as well.
Now, if I make a motion to approve the agenda with a recommendation, does it require a motion?
I would make a separate vote to vote this on, because it does require a minimum two-thirds. And in this case, since there are only three of you, I need all three of you to vote.
Well, you need all three of us to vote yes?
If there were four or more of you, I would need four of you, but since there are only three of you, the Brown Act says I only need three. All the hands. Sorry.
I make a motion to add this to the agenda.
Second.
And then, do you need a roll call?
I think if there's none opposed.
Then there's none opposed.
Okay, all three, so just let the record reflect that we have three votes of the three members present to walk on. And then I'll take it in whatever order.
And to approve the agenda.
And to approve the agenda. Okay. And I'll take it, we can go with the other items if this is first, and then we'll get to this
one. Okay. So now, we have the approval of the agenda. We're going to walk on item number one. So now we go to public statements. Any public statements? No public statements. So then we'll recess into closed session.
Agency to the San Fernando Redevelopment Agency regular meeting. It is September 19th.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
If I may report out from the session first. Thank you. This is a report out from the September 19th, 2016, 4:30 p.m. special meeting of the City Council. It's a closed session agenda. With respect to item A on the special meeting agenda, the staff gave a briefing to the City Council on all 11 matters listed in the agenda. No final action was taken by the City Council. With respect to item B, conference with labor negotiator, the City Council received a briefing from the city's designated representative on this item. There's nothing further to report at this time. And finally, with respect to item C, the city added a walk-on item to the closed session agenda, and that is pursuant to Government Code Section 54954.2, subsection B2. The item came to the attention of the city after the agenda was posted, and there was a need for the City Council to take immediate action. There were three votes of the City Council to walk this item onto the closed session agenda. The matter discussed in closed session is the City of Gardena versus the Regional Water Quality Board, case number 30-2016-00833-722-CU-WM-CJC. The City of San Fernando is a real party in interest in this litigation. The City Attorney gave a briefing to the City Council on the status of this case. Direction was given, but no final action was taken. This concludes my report from closed session. Thank you.
Thank you.